T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet 1520. I am very happy to have with us today Stephen J. Harvey, Ph.D., and we're going to be talking about how one can start a business that helps students succeed in college and a career, and My College Max Coaching Initiative. A little bit of information about Dr. Steve Harvey. He has held several chief executive officer positions, including for Integrity Partners for Behavioral Health, IPA, Inc., Western New York Consortium of Higher Education, the Center for Educational and Career Advancement, National Center for Student Leadership, Inc., and My Campus Max, LLC, as well as Vice President of Research and Program Funding for Epic, Inc. Steve Harvey's combined experience in for-profit and non-profit executive leadership, as well as his roles in higher education, including but not limited to senior, career associate, adjunct professor, researcher, provide him a unique vantage point as a national leader for student success and leadership development. Dr. Steve Harvey on the Rusk Report on the Bet 1520. Let's talk about starting a business that helps students succeed in college and career. Dr. Harvey.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Brian. I really appreciate this opportunity. I work with students for, I've been working with them for about 30 years. And what I find is a lot of students have incredible capacity, but they lack the knowledge of just different things they can do to prepare for the workforce. And as they do that, they're also preparing for success in college. So as a career counselor working with thousands of students, I started to put together information for them to hand to them as they were freshmen and sophomores, so they didn't miss opportunities. And as a result, I one day decided that I would take all that information and write a book. And so the book was Untapped Capacity, How Every Student Can Achieve Extraordinary Things. And I used that book as a professor for 16 years. And decided to shift from a book to an online platform called My College Max, which is a dashboard online portal with about 550 pages of content, which is everything a high school student needs to know to prepare for college. And then as a college student, it changes to everything they need to know to prepare for career. And it's basic things that no one tells you when you're preparing for college or when you're in college, the things that you can do, like joining professional associations, volunteering, joining student clubs, looking for entrepreneurship events, and things like that. So we created this tool, and I've been using it for probably since 2013, and I coach students. And students are I would say profoundly impacted by this experience. And so when we decided to roll this out, we thought that the best approach for this is to have other adults become coaches. And the reason why is because both K through 12, high school and college, their ability to provide these kind of career coaching, college coaching, and major decision-making experiences for students is limited. So we basically create this disruptive innovation for people to start their own companies and then serve students, providing an invaluable service and be able to generate a really significant revenue as a result. So it's a great opportunity for anyone that has a college degree. You don't have to be an educator. And it really is about helping students succeed.
Okay, if somebody's listening in Cheektowaga or St. Catharines, Ontario, or Manhattan, and they're interested in My College Max coaching, where should they call or look at a website or email?
Right, currently they can go to www.mcmforcoaches.com. And that website is a placeholder. We're in the process of developing a more robust website that hopefully will be done by the end of the summer. But that gives us all the information about what my College Max is, what it means to be a college coach, and how to contact me for more information. And the idea behind this is that you don't have to have any business experience. We've created a business-in-the-box model. So we help you with recruiting students, promoting your services, expanding to additional revenue streams, how you track students, all sorts of things that some people just don't really have experience with. So we take the worry out about launching this kind of experience, and you can grow as fast or as slow as you want. It's also for seasoned coaches. So if you're already coaching, it's a great opportunity to expand your services. And again, it's a very intuitive, easy-to-use tool connected to the most current information on the market today that's put out by the Department of Labor. So it's, again, business-in-the-box model, easy to launch. If you go to www.mcm4coaches.com, that will give you a lot more information, including some videos and things like that.
Let's talk a little bit more about the My College Max coaching initiative and how people can get involved and participate.
Okay. So if you're someone that is, likes working with high school students, and you're interested in having, we're in the gig economy. Everyone has this kind of, second job that they do, whether it's selling, makeup or it's, my son does car detailing and my daughter does upcycling of clothes. And those are two businesses. And those are things they can continue to do when they have full-time jobs. And I think a lot of people want to do something that's meaningful and has a powerful impact. And so if that's the kind of person you are, so if you're interested in working and impacting the lives of students, because it is a huge impact, and you are interested in generating really good second income. So, for example, the average coach can make anywhere from $100 to $150 an hour. So we basically create everything for you. In fact, we even customize your own My College Max landing page. So you can brand it and get all of that information and use it to track and coach your students. So, if someone is looking for a second income and wants to work with high school students, honestly, I don't think you could have a better opportunity to do this. And the thing is so what's the value that you bring to these kids? Well, one, you help them pick a major. And you do it through a very easy-to-follow process, but it's an evidence-based process, which means we know it works. What does that do for them? One, it creates a situation where they're less likely to change their majors, which is the number one reason why students' grades suffer and why they drop out, as well as why they take six years to graduate. Because the average graduate of a bachelor's degree takes 6 years. 45% of the students that go to college never even graduate. So this is all about changing those numbers. And when you think about it, we want students to graduate. That's the number one thing. The second thing is we want them to graduate in 4 years. For every additional year beyond your 4 years, it costs $68,000 in lost income and tuition costs. And by the time most students are done, they will have invested or lost $136,000. So it's really, and not to mention, we're about helping students find something they love. And why is that so important? Because it's the number one predictor of career success and happiness. So, there's a lot of reasons to do this. And I think, the way we've set this up is it's a really great second income, but you're providing such great value that it's such a win-win for everyone.
For those who just tuned into the Rusk Report, you're listening to the Bet 1520 with the CEO of My College Max Coaching, and it's Dr. Steve Harvey, who is our guest today on the Rusk Report. If you're listening in South Buffalo, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you as we blanket 17 states and half of Canada. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand, and we'd like to hear from you. Little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampole Eagle has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampole Eagle. The Ampole Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores for home delivery. Call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about Dr. Steve Harvey, Chief Executive Officer, My Campus Max LLC. His role in launching large collaborative ventures and a number of entrepreneurial businesses, spearheading the largest entrepreneurship competition and running the largest student recruitment program in New York State, and teaching in the graduate level executive leadership and change program, make him a strong resource for individuals seeking to launch their own coaching businesses. Finally, Dr. Steve Harvey has over 20 years consulting nonprofit organizations in the areas of strategic planning, organizational development, marketing, program development, and grant writing, raising over $30 million for his clients. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, Assemblyman Mike Norris, Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz, and Robert Gleekoff of the Gravenhurst Ontario Chamber of Commerce. Coming up, we'll have Joe and Sam Cardinale with Worldwide Bonding and Gene Posse, Polish American Strategic Initiative, all on the Rusk Report on the Bet 1520. Let's talk about how your efforts are promote invaluable information for students. Dr. Steve Harvey with My Coaching Max Coaching.
Thanks, Brian. One of the things I do want to point out, because we have, or you have, a large Canadian, listeners, is this actually works with both, internationally. And I've actually coached students in Canada. So it's definitely a
We blanket Toronto and Montreal.
So anyone in Canada can use the exact same resources, and it works just as effectively. So what is it that we're doing? So we use evidence-based, which means they're valid and reliable assessments, on four components: values, desired work environments, interests, personality, and learning styles. So that's actually five different assessments. Well, it's four assessments with five variables. And so what we do is we create basically this profile that's easy to understand, and then you take the profile and you lay it over jobs that come up that match your interests. And that's how you tell what is the best job for you. And then the goal is not to pick the job, because a lot of young people aren't in that position yet. Excuse me. What we use it for is to look at what job it is and then what majors lead to that job. That's how you pick the right major. And so let me, if I may, give you an example.
Please.
I had a student who went to away for school, always wanted to be a doctor, ended up doing very poorly. A student who had a 98 average at one of the most competitive schools in Western New York, came back, was distraught, like many students. And this is one of the challenges, is when they do poorly, kids get depressed, they get anxious, they don't know what to do. And so I told his mother, I said, let me run the program with him. And so we did. And you know, no program should tell you what to do, and that's not what CosMx does. It helps you pick the right decision based on evidence-based information. And so what we did is we reviewed his results, and I said, listen, while this program doesn't say what you shouldn't do, but it doesn't say anything about medicine, which is might be why it wasn't the right match for you. But I started listing these things like aerospace engineering, electrical engineering, pilot, and he says, you know what? I've always wanted to be a pilot. I said, great. Let's look and see if it's a match. Perfect match for him. So then I said, well, you've already spent a semester. Let's not just rush into this. Why don't you do some informational interviews? So he did. He went out and interviewed a couple of pilots, ended up loving it, went back to school, which ironically the school he was at had a pilot program, which was very good luck, went back, got four O's, and the instructor of the school said when he was evaluating a student instructor that was instructing this young man, said that he's one of the most natural pilots he's ever had. And this guy now graduated with honors and is working in airport operations, completing, he's already a pilot, but he's completing his commercial pilot requirements with the goal of eventually becoming a commercial pilot. He's got a great paying job, and he's loving it. And that's what the goal is. And we're hoping to avoid that first semester of angst and that changing. He was able to adjust very quickly, and he was able to graduate in 4 years. But that's not always the case because students will try to, you know, muscle through it, and that's a big mistake.
Again, Dr. Steve Harvey, give us, please, the website or email address or phone where to get in touch with you about this program with my college man.
Sure. So my email is steveharveyphd@gmail.com. So that's steveharveyphd@gmail.com. And the website for this is www.mcm4coaches. So mcmforcoaches.com. And there you'll get all the information you need about the program and how you can connect with me.
Let's talk a little bit more about MCM for Coaches and My College Max, how you can help a school, Dr. Steve Harvey.
Yeah, so we also work with, so one of the things that we did, this is social entrepreneurship. So I charge a pretty modest fee. The students will get the program for life. Which is what it's designed to do. It's designed to help them go through high school and prepare for college. And then when they go to college, it becomes a brand new program and helps them prepare for a career. I meet 1 hour with the students and I meet 1 hour with the parents. So it's 2 hours and I charge $300. So there I basically clear $150 an hour. And it's a very inexpensive service compared to similar services like that. So we have one competitor in West New York and they're charging $3,000 or more. And I believe our product is very robust and really provides way more value than anything on the market today. And yet the challenge is there's still a lot of people out there that can't afford that. So as an organization that's involved in social entrepreneurship, that's why we launched the National Center for Student Leadership. That website is ncslsuccess.org. And that organization will work with any school, college, non-for-profit. And you can, as an organization, use this for a modest licensing fee with your students or the participants in your programs. And the beauty of it is that as an organization, you can track your students. So for private schools, unlike any other program that's out there, you can track them into the future, which means it's a development tool, it's a recruitment tool, and for non-for-profits, you can highlight the impact of your programs. So it's very useful. The other goal was that, again, very easy to use, very easy to implement. It probably takes about 2 weeks total to get up and running for an entire organization. But the other beauty of it is you can generate revenue on it with grants, because grants are always looking for follow-up and they're looking for evidence-based programs. So that organization, National Center for Student Leadership, so it's ncslsuccess.org, and you can contact that organization, and they will provide you with all the information you need to make an educated decision on the program.
We're learning a great deal from Dr. Steve Harvey. He is the CEO and founder of MCM for Coaches and also My College Max. Our guest today talking about how he can help students in colleges and schools. A wonderful effort. If you're listening in Cheektowaga or Toronto or Manhattan, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you as we blanket 17 states and half of Canada. Please write to Brian Rusk, The Bet 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from Canadian and European listeners. Steve Harvey has conducted research in the areas of emotional intelligence, college readiness, career readiness, student learning outcomes, academic achievement, parent education, character education, and identity formation, and has published in a variety of educational peer review journals. Again, Dr. Harvey, please give us the best website to look up your information that you're involved with.
Sure. So first, my email is Steve with a V, so steveharveyphd@gmail.com. And for My College Max, the best site to contact us is mcmforcoaches.com. So mcmforcoaches.com.
All right. Now, if we have students and parents and grandparents listening throughout the Eastern Seaboard and Southern Ontario, and they're worried about what college is the best one to choose for their child or grandchild, how do they go about this? Dr. Steve Harvey.
Right. So the program, My College Max, has all the information you need on that. I might also add, it also has information for parents. So there's an entire parent section, and it helps parents understand what their role is as they transition from being a parent of a high school student to a parent of a college student. And that piece of the website, that section of the website, was written by Dr. Richanne Mankey, who is now the president of Defiance College and a national expert on parenting college students. So that's a really useful tool. So when it comes to choosing a college, there's a number of things you have to consider, not the least of which is finances. One of the tools that we have on the site is a future monthly income calculator where you can actually determine what your future salary is most likely going to be. And then it goes through an entire budget, including student loans. And by the time you're done, it calculates when you start paying your student loans back how much extra money you have per month if you're in the red. And it's a very useful tool for a couple reasons. One, when I went to college, and Brian, when you went to college, there was a much greater return on that investment than there is today. And so you want to maximize that ROI, return on investment. So when you're looking at colleges, some of them are worth the cost, right? But there's really only a handful where the name matters. Most employers, and I've worked with employers from all over the world, will tell us it's not the college they go to, it's the major, and in fact, it's not the major, it's everything that they're doing outside of that major that no one is requiring them to do, which is where My College Next focuses on. All the things that you're not required to do, but which employers and graduate schools are looking at. And so you want to have a lot of questions for colleges you're looking at. What's the cost? Where are your graduates? Where are they placed? What college, graduate programs or law schools or medical schools, what are they getting into? What kind of salaries are they making? And if a college doesn't have that information, which they're supposed to, but if they don't or it's not readily available, then it's nothing to brag about, and I'd be wary of it. The other thing to consider is graduate school. So if you have money to saved up, don't spend it all in undergrad if you're going to need a master's. A lot of the careers today require a master's degree. That's the terminal degree, not a bachelor's degree. So you got to look at not just where you're going for your undergrad. You want to look at also what you might want to do for your graduate. So I always tell students, pick the school that will get you into any graduate program you want to go to. And quite honestly, don't just think about state schools because they're less expensive, because a lot of private schools will come close to matching that too. So there's a lot of opportunity. And then finally, I would say, you have to look for the right match. So my own daughter got into one of the top schools in the nation, the University at Buffalo. but she wanted to dance, and she didn't make it into the dance program. And yet, when she went to Fredonia, she got into the dance program. Well, it would have been a lot less expensive to send her to the University of Buffalo, but that's not the right school for her. One, it was too large, and two, she didn't get into the department she wanted to get into. So she went to a smaller school, cost more money because she had to live there, but it was the right school. So the right school isn't always the least expensive one. So with My College Next, we help you sort through all those kinds of things.
Very good. Again, please give us your website and contact information if somebody is interested in students succeeding in college and careers and the My College Max coaching initiative.
Sure. You can either reach me directly at steveharveyphd@gmail.com, and that's Steve with a V, or you can go to mcmforcoaches.com.
We have about 2 minutes left on the Rusk Report on the Bet 1520, and I understand there's a lack of guidance counselors. How can Steve Harvey and MCM for Coaches and My College Max make up for this lack of guidance counselors?
Right. So basically, My College Max is disruptive innovation, and it's really important more than ever today because school counselors, one, they're short-staffed, two, they're dealing with a mental health crisis. And so through no fault of their own, their efforts are directed in where the most need is. And so most students get general counseling for career or college major and college choice. And so, and the same thing is going on with at the college level. So at the college level, you can have anywhere from one career coach per thousands of students. And at the high school level, it's usually one school counselor for 300 to 500 students. And so they're just not getting that kind of college coaching that they need through, again, no fault of either of those sectors. So this disruptive innovation basically allows anyone with a college degree to use this evidence-based proven tool that has been used on hundreds, if not thousands of students to provide and fill that gap. And so we, and for schools and not-for-profits, it's not competitive to the programs they already have. So it's a complement to what they're doing. And for coaches, you're helping those students not only get the college coaching they need, but you're helping the schools so they can focus more on the mental health crisis. So again, that's why it's disruptive, because we're taking what used to require a master's degree in counseling, and we're filling that spot that's been vacated through no fault of high schools or colleges with people who are passionate about working with high school students, having a huge impact on them in their future, who are also interested in really having a second income and generating what I think is a great income.
Wonderful. We're sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report on the Bet 1520 to a close. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production for the past 15 years, and Dr. Steve Harvey. He is the CEO and founder for MCM for Coaches and My College Max, a great resource for students succeeding in college and careers, and also the My College Max coaching initiative. Thank you for enlightening us, Dr. Harvey, and have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.